USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House passed a bill Tuesday evening to fund the federal government through the end of the year and suspend the debt ceiling until next year. The bill, which would avoid a government shutdown on October 1st, was approved with a strictly party-line vote, though the measure appears headed for an uphill battle in the Senate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier in the day that Senate Republicans would support a continuing resolution that funds disaster relief and assistance for Israel's missile defense system, but that the Democrats would have to address the debt ceiling on their own. And the FBI has confirmed that the body found near Grand Teton National Park over the weekend is that of missing 22-year-old YouTuber Gabby Petito. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said Tuesday that the initial determination is that her death was a homicide. Police are currently searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who was named a person of interest in the case last week, but disappeared himself. Police have been searching for him in a nature reserve in Northport, Florida. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott was at the southern border on Tuesday to highlight the continuing migrant crisis. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a border security press conference in Del Rio to provide an update. Abbott saying illegal immigrants and asylum seekers are not only coming from the Northern Triangle countries of Central America, but from all over the globe.
What the world is witnessing now is the open border policies that are being utilized by the Biden administration. It attracts people from across the entire globe, including people coming from more than 150 different countries.
The Republican governor also saying the Biden administration knew this was coming. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a magnitude 6.0 earthquake has struck near the Australian city of Melbourne. There have been no reports of injuries so far, with multiple reports of damage to buildings and thousands losing power in the region. The quake was centered about 80 miles from Australia's second largest city and is one of the largest recorded in the nation's history. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden gave his first speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday in a wide-ranging address that covered topics from the pandemic to climate change. He spoke about the end of the war in Afghanistan, saying that the U.S. was embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. He also made several references to China during the speech, saying that the U.S. isn't seeking a new Cold War, but would stand up for her allies and against attempts at regional domination. But Senator Steve Daines says the reality of the president's policies are very different from his speech. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that all the White House has projected internationally is weakness.
He says we're embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. I think the speechwriter should have said relentless failures, relentless weakness. That's what he's embarked upon. Notice he didn't mention China, the threat of China, the threat of Russia, the threat of Iran, what's going on in Venezuela, the threat of North Korea, the threat of radical Islamism and terrorism. Those are the threats that we need to confront as America, and he is projecting weakness. And I'll tell you what, when you have these countries that are bullies that want to have their way, the worst thing you can do is have relentless weakness. And that is what President Biden is projecting, not relentless diplomacy.
And the roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.